KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Well, good morning, Harry.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Thanks for that change there. I really appreciate that. A little oversight on my part.
And
yeah, we make mistakes. I've made a mistake once. I think it was last year.
Once.
Well, here we are. It's spring, and it's springtime in Sonoma, and we're having a little rain today. And, well, what the heck? You know, it's lovely to see a little rain. We need the rain, that's for sure. And spring is all about new beginnings. And, oh my goodness, throughout my life, I know that springtime for me has brought about some absolutely superb new beginnings. And I feel so blessed. And so when I look out and I see this rain, it really does make me want to sing a little, and, you know, but I will spare you that just at the moment. Well, I don't know why. I mean, you know, it's not that I'm such a lousy singer or anything. It's just that, well, my mind is going in a different way. What do you think of when you think of spring? You think of spring cleaning, perhaps? Well, this is not just about your home. Although, yes, we all need to dust and polish and brighten up and clean those windows so that we can view these vibrant colors outdoors through panes of glass that have had a little washing done. However, the inside of our beings often needs a little attention. And do we often overlook that? Yes. Yes, we do. So all I know is that there's been many gifts come into my life around this time of year. And one surrounds actually the time when my mother made her transition. And although someone may not look on that as a gift, she absolutely And not only did she make her transition in the spring, my father did too, about 25 years prior to her, on the exact same day in spring, just 25 years to the day. And so they were all about spring and bringing new philosophy to me as a gift through the journey of their transition. And I have to be so grateful because they, instead of being, yes, naturally, there's a sadness when one loses a loved one. However, when you look beyond and when you look to the gifts that they can bring you at that time, it's a good idea to look for the gift rather than dwell in the sadness of not being able to be with them in a physical way. But I'd like to share with you a poem that I wrote, and this was written about the time of just after my mom had passed. It's entitled Green Meadow. She was just the greatest lady I have ever known. There are times I'd give the world just to call her on the phone. Before she left this world, she gave the greatest gift to me. My mother had a glimpse of heaven and came back to say what she did see. It was a sunny afternoon. As she lay there in that bed, she asked me if I'd get the nurse. Then this is what she said. "Nurse, I'm going to die now. You best bring the doctor in." We had no doubt that this was true, as her voice was frail and thin. The doctor came from nowhere, one we'd never seen before. The words he said were documented, and I never could ignore. "Your mother has only a short time, between 10 minutes to 2 hours. You best call your brother now." I'd wished I'd had some magic powers. As we gathered all around her, she gently closed her eyes. She said, "I see your father." That was a nice surprise. "He sends his love to you and Al." Then her voice was like a child as she called out to her daddy, like she was running wild. She looked just like an angel. Instead of 80, 38. All night we sat beside her, with naught to do but wait. Then suddenly she sat up and pointed to the sky. She said, "He fooled me." "No, I fooled him." "It's not my time to die." Her voice was nice and strong now, not like her voice had been. And as I gently held her, I asked her what she'd seen. She said, "It was like a bright green meadow, and your father's face shone through. He wanted me to bring his love back here to Al and you." That wasn't all he said in that pasture from above. He said, "Go back and cheer those buggers up. Now that's the man I love." For the next 2 weeks, she set out to make us smile. She even made the doctors laugh, which hadn't happened for a while. Who knows what else she witnessed in that meadow bright and green? I'm just so grateful for the greatest gift that I have ever seen. And so I think of that time, and I think, what a gift, what a powerful thing, what a way to bring to me the moments that I have now been able to share with others in the way of bringing them into a place of acceptance and understanding and the knowledge that there is a green meadow beyond. And most definitely, when my mother finally did make her transition, it was so peaceful, and it was wonderful because we had a 2 week bonus at the end of her life after that near-death experience that she had and was able to share with us. And so almost exactly 13 years ago now, a new beginning was called for in my life. And it was all about the end of a marriage. But first, before we go there, I'd like to play a little music for you. I know you've got something special to hear, haven't you, Harry? And that delightful piece of music was called Adagio from Secret Garden. I absolutely love that. I can hear it over and over again. I never tire of it. And when I'm talking about new beginnings, I'm remembering and reflecting on some of the new beginnings that were pretty powerful in my life. And yes, they may look like sad, but you know, I have always found the gift. As I have mentioned before, this is important as we're looking through our lives. And something I just wrote before I step into this next portion of the show. I entitled it Evidence. Look around you. Are you a victim of your past? Are you still identifying yourself by your past? Do you still feel the need to qualify your way of being because of someone else? Is your conversation about the good old days? What are you experiencing? Does it look like an extension of your past? This is your evidence. Perhaps it's time to create a new beginning, one that doesn't rely on your qualifying stories, one which depends on choosing in the moment as to what or how you choose to be. Let's face it. When we came here to Earth, we came here to experience joy, love, and peace. And the only way we can do this is to choose wisely in the moment. Stop. Think. Change your conversation. Change your life. If your story sounds like blame or excuses, this is your evidence that it's not working for you. Be responsible for what you're putting out into our universe. Let the past go and take charge, creating a life that you dream about. Change the evidence to what you choose to visualize for yourself. And here's the good news. If you can visualize it, it's possible. Your epitaph should read, "Evidence shows that Mari Best lived a full life and learned to live in conscious choice each moment, thus creating a joy-filled, peaceful, giving, and loving life." And it's true. I do. I love life. And are there things that come up and bite me every now and again? Well, of course. But it's about taking that deep breath and remembering that this is outside of me. And if I take it on, then it's up to me to recognize what I am doing and change that around. So, well, I'm going to go back now to 13 years ago, where another new beginning was called for. After the end of a pretty miserable divorce, going through divorce proceedings, and it was not something that I really expected to happen in my life. However, the story beyond that is brilliant. So, however, the story that fell into rhyme in my book here called Soul Talking is entitled Journey's End to a New Beginning. When I started this glorious journey, my luggage was heavy for me. One by one, I opened each bag up and scrutinized all I could see. One bag held the end of a marriage, and it took a long time to go through. The man that I loved found another, so what was I going to do? As I carefully examined the contents of this bag that held all my dreams, I realized on close perusal that this liaison was not what it seemed. So long I had given my power to this man that I barely knew. I had bought the fact that he loved me, but it seemed that this was not true. As I emptied this bag, I felt freedom, no longer a huge, heavy weight. Now this type of self-deprecation I chose nevermore to create. Now I looked in the scarcity bag, as bankruptcy I just declared. As I checked into all the dark corners, I realized I was so scared. What was there to be afraid of? After all, I could no lower go. When I connected to this thought, the light was beginning to show. I just let go all my worries. There was not left to worry about. Things could only get better. Of this, I had not a doubt. The next bag that I had to look at was the heaviest bag of all. It was laden with low self-worth issues that had caused me to finally fall. For so many years, I had chosen to travel the pity-me road. I felt prey to others' opinions and had taken them on as my load. It had taken a long time to conquer those terrible negative fears which had caused me so often to settle for so many dull careers. Now I am clear where I'm going. I have tossed all that luggage away. I'm a powerful, passionate woman, and that's the way I'm going to stay. Each day now my life is beginning. I'm excited, and you may ask why. After hanging so long on the edge, I have found that I'm able to fly. Yes, I found I could fly, and exactly 7 years later, I met Harry. And that was the time that was my reward for, I think, all that the little disappointments I may have gone through, Harry. And funnily enough, on that 7-year journey, evidently, you were on a journey. Is this true?
Pretty much.
Yes?
Pretty much.
Were you creating a new beginning?
I lost my entire past. My past was either just, it just disappeared. It vanished. And I had to reinvent myself. And it was really, really powerful journey. And it went from Madison, Wisconsin, to Michigan, to Atlantic, to Ventnor, New Jersey, to Bel Air, Maryland, to ended up in Annapolis, Maryland.
And that's where we had our meeting.
That's where we met.
And if it wasn't for my dear friend, Cheryl, who insisted on changing our breakfast meeting place on our Thursday morning meeting for breakfast to Chicken Ruth's Deli.
It was fun. Yeah, we did. I loved that experience. I absolutely love the interaction with customers. I look forward to going in every single day. I absolutely was in my zone when I was in the deli. I loved doing it.
And look at all the lives you touched while you were there. They're still talking about you.
They're
you know that.
I know. Teddy would love for me to come back. It was fun. I really was in my zone.
And now Sonoma has
Sonoma has become our zone. It's so peaceful here. It's so life should be what Sonoma is. I'm telling you. It's just an amazing place to exist.
It's a wonderful place to have a new beginning. And, you know, Harry and I, we spent only a few minutes deciding on getting married because it was a no-brainer, an absolute no-brainer. And especially when Harry suggested that perhaps we should get married in Scotland, where I had been born. And you just never know what's going to happen, because there I was trying to make some plans for the wedding and encouraging my family to meet in Scotland. And it all fell into place when I contacted the hotel owner of the hotel next door to my former home where I had been born and raised. And the owner let it slip that she had purchased my home. And Harry said, "All right, fine. You know, we could get married in your home." I said, "Are you kidding?" "Yeah, that's why not?" And so, yes, we got married in the home I'd been born in, even though none of our relatives had lived there for 40 years. So it was a sparkling beginning to a wonderful liaison, and I really, truly appreciate that. What a wonderful beginning. And on a beautiful day in April, we decided, once again, here we are, April, we decided that although we loved being where we were, it was time to move somewhere else. It was time to shift our energy. And that's when we started making the plan to move to Sonoma.
With little or no money. So anybody that uses money as an excuse, excuses be gone.
This is true. And we decided to get rid of everything. Everything from our past, all of the beds, furniture, just everything you could possibly think of that makes up a household. And we watched as many people pored over our treasures and began to picture our treasures in their home. There was so much joy in the faces. Do you remember
big
seeing
time. Yes,
them?
Yes. And a lot of things we gave away because it felt so good to see the excitement in their faces. We gave thousands of books. There must have been, between Mari and I, we must have had 3,000 or 4,000 books. It was tons. They actually had to buy bookcases at the local church because we gave so many books to them, and they had to buy Kate bookcases just to hold the books. It was amazing. Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun paying it forward.
It was worth $1 million, wasn't it?
Oh,
just to
easy.
See those faces. And it was a magnificent road to a new beginning. And now I'd like you to listen to the dream from The Secret Garden.
Destined and what tomorrow brings. Towards the blue horizon, leaving all we have behind. Our yearning hearts will guide us to find.
And while The Dream from Secret Garden was playing, did you picture all the spring flowers blooming? Did you feel the excitement of the dream? Sometimes it's good to listen to some good music and just to really allow some of the lyrics and the sounds just to filter through your being and remember that these are the things that are sent to uplift you. I mean, it's all about trusting. When Harry and I made that decision, as he said, that there wasn't an abundance of cash in the bank, we made the decision, and then things started to fall into place to let us know we were on the right path. It absolutely required total trust on our part. It was like being on a seesaw. Were we going to come down again? Were we going to go up again? Yes. How is this going to work? But we trusted. Together we trusted. And so I urge you, this is the spring. This is a time to make a decision. Design your path. Choose. The world is yours. There is nothing you can't do. If you can visualize it, you can create it, and it will be part of your life. This is all a given. It's about what the universe has in store for you. There is no need to concern yourself as to the hows, how these things are going to come about, because that is not part of your work. Your work is to design the dream. Get it really clear, crystal clear in your mind, and then understand that it's time for you to step away, get out of your own way, and allow it to come into play. So, with that in mind, I thought I'd share with you yet one more poem. And this is entitled, Did I Mention I'm Creating Through Intention? If every day I intend to create a day that will bring me great joy, I must choose my thoughts more wisely, tossing out those thoughts that annoy. There's no good in thinking of illness if well is what I want to be. There's no good in thinking of poverty if rich is what I choose to see. It's my clear understanding that intention through thought is the key. When I choose outcomes by intention, I bring all that I want right to me. Did I mention I'm creating through intention? By attention to thoughts that I think. This is the law of attraction, and it feels good. If it feels good, my soul gives a wink. I pay attention to how I am feeling and compare that to what I've just thought. This is the God-given measure that simply cannot be bought. My intention is clear every moment that I feel great joy and good health. I'm aware that my positive thinking results in abundance and wealth. There is never a need to drag along the past with you. Save all that energy for everything new. Design yourself anew. And if it's spring and you're absolutely thrilled with who you are and, you know, you don't need anything to do anything, then that's wonderful. But if there are things that you're less than satisfied with, just work on them. Design something new to replace that. And you'll see that it works. I know it certainly worked for Harry and I over these last 2 years when we arrived in the beginning here in Sonoma. I want to take us back to that moment. We were so excited. Harry had been offered a job so that when we got here, we knew we were going to be on firm ground, that we wouldn't have to worry too much. And Harry, why don't you say what happened next? We don't need to say where you were working, but at least say what happened right after that.
What happened was I got into this job. It was a rather long drive. It was like an hour or something away from here. And they decided after they opened the store that they wanted more people that were in closer proximity to the store. And I started looking for work. And once I figured out what I really wanted to do, which is what I do right now, which is technical stuff. I absolutely love the technical stuff and reaching around it. It got me very, very excited, and it all manifested itself. It's almost like intention. It wasn't intention. I intended to get the right thing for me, and it worked.
Yes. And here, let me sort of go back just a little bit here. There we were with all this excitement, new place, we just signed the lease on the new apartment when the news came in that, well, they were going to change the idea about having Harry on the staff. So that was like the rug had been pulled away from underneath us, and we could have so easily fallen prey to that experience. But no. Harry got right on the path again and understood that he wasn't really about that job anyway, that there was truly something out there that was absolutely designed for him. So he started thinking about what his passion was and what his joy was. And
it just manifested itself. It really was. It was pretty neat.
Yes.
And Ken Brown had a lot to do with it as far as discovering us. The first 2 days we were in Sonoma, we were working the Sonoma Jazz Festival before we even unpacked our bags, and it hasn't stopped since. It's been amazing. Him and Michael Melrick and Laurie Galyon, we've had an amazing experience here.
Yes.
Sonoma is very special.
And it's about being open to meeting the appropriate people, and that's exactly what happened. Just stepping into our path and being open to new experiences and seeing all those who are dedicated to making, in this particular instance, Sonoma a really wonderful place to live. We have the good fortune of having a city council here in Sonoma that people should spend a little time by going to the meeting or at least turning it on KSVY, because when you see the dedication that these five individuals on the city council have, they're so dedicated to making the appropriate decisions for all the people here living in Sonoma, so that Sonoma is one of the towns in this country that is in the black, and people are joyful, and people are helping one another. There is an amazing outreach in this community that I am awestruck by. There are so many people helping others. And we have the great joy of being right in the center of this, witnessing it moment by moment. And people don't stay down long if they are living here in Sonoma. They're well taken care of. And we're all part of the circle of life that is making things good. So one of the things that I am so excited about is all the people that have thought enough of me and of Harry to actually sponsor this show. We have Sonoma Silver Company right here on the plaza. They've been wonderful. They stepped up to sponsor and make it a little easier. And in that way, they're supporting this station, KSVY 91.3 and sunfm.com. It is so, and we have Large Leather, Jessica, and what a beautiful spirit she is. I met her shortly after I came here, and I am so delighted to have her in my life. And she also is a sponsor of several shows here at KSVY. This is the way to stay involved. And now we have Kiala Healing, and to have all of this right here with us. And Kiala has taken a sponsorship here on the show, and it's with these type of people that are invested on making things work so that we can reach out to the community and make it even better. I feel blessed. I couldn't have created a better outcome for myself personally, and I know that Harry feels much the same when we think of how we have come from 2 years ago arriving in Sonoma to right this moment, when we think about all the people that we've touched and all the people that have come through our path.
And affected us. It truly is an amazing experience. You walk across the plaza and you experience an energy like no other place on earth. that I've been, and I've been all over the world. I've just never experienced anything quite like this. And I think Linda Eder, in her song, I Am What I Am, truly expresses how I feel and how we have become feeling. And Mari, both Mari and I have transformed into this mode and this feeling and this energy.
And so we won't hold her back. Go for it, Linda.
Not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. It's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each sparkle and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout.
Yes, I am what I am. And I just, oh my goodness, I could dance right now. I really, really feel the energy of that song. And I just know that when we get in touch with what we truly want to see in our lives and have happen for us, there really is no ending to all the good new things and wonderful, wonderful ways that we can be in this world. So what is your new beginning? What is it? Everybody's having a new beginning, and it's starting right this minute. Think about it. What can you bring into your life that you have not experienced? What is it you've been longing to do? Who is it you've been longing to see? Whatever it is, think about it. Create it. Manifest it. It's all yours. It's standing out there. It's dangling on a line. It's just waiting for you to say, yes, you're mine. How do you wish to be? Do you wish to be joyful? Do you wish to be involved? Do you wish to be giving? Do you wish to be able to toss away your cares? What is it? How do you wish to be? You get to choose that every moment. Each moment you're alive, you get to choose, oh, do I want to fall victim to that person's conversation over there? Or do I want to recognize that's their conversation? It doesn't need to be mine. I don't need to take that on. Okay, good. There's a freedom. I've just created that for myself. Where do you want to shine? Do you want to shine at work? Do you want to shine in your marriage? Do you want to shine on stage? Where is it you want to shine? And when are we going to see your diamond? Because we all have a magnificent diamond right within us, just waiting to explode. Be the star in your own life. This is your new beginning. It's spring. Let's clarify our intention to have a fun-filled life now. Don't wait. There is no reason to ever wait. Why put off having fun in your life and being involved from a really powerful standpoint? And if you need help in doing that, you just contact me because I can tell you how and I can show you how. It's all there. It's sitting, waiting. It's on a platter that's all designed as a succulent feast for you to choose what it is you want in your life. And with that, I want to thank you for listening. And Harry, thank you for being the best partner I could ever have in my life and here on Our Timeless
Secrets. Yes, we do.
We thank you for being with us today. And who knows what's going to show up next week. We will keep that as our secret. Thank you.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit. And of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best, as in the very best, @gmail.com or on the web at maribest.com.
Slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway. May the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way. May no worry stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten. May no tears be spilled. May old true. May